Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はニュージーランド出身のページと
アメリカ出身のタイラです。
今月のテーマは今年の夏に気をつけたいことです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。
Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Paige and I'm from New Zealand.
My name is Tyler and I'm from America.
This month's topic is things to be cautious about this summer. Today's broadcast will be in English. We'll be talking about things that we need to take particular caution about during the summer. So summer is set to beYet another hot year. In such high temperatures, it's important for us to look after our bodies. On top of this, we also have the pandemic, so we still have to wear masks. We also need to make sure that we are well hydrated by drinking water or healthy teas. Things such as exercise are also really important, and it's best to get around 30 minutes during the cooler hours of the day. And lastly, making sure that we're eating a nutritious, balanced diet.We've been now living our lives with masks for over a year now. Have you gotten used to wearing masks in this new way of life?
Well, yes, certainly much more so than I did when I first moved here. In America, we really didn't have very much of a culture of wearing masks. But of course, ever since coronavirus started, people have really started to kind of accept that culture in a way.And of course, the fear aspect and, you know, worried about getting sick really made people put on those masks a little bit quicker, I think, than they would have. So hopefully, from now on, people will wear masks, both Americans in Japan and also Americans at home, so that if they just feel a little bit sick, even from a flu or something, that they'll wear them properly. But I myself, of course, in Japan have gotten much more used to it. Of course, it is a little bit difficult, like you said, during summer to... to wear it every single day. But of course, that's what we're talking about today, so hopefully we can find some good pointers.
There's some good points there. I think it's been shown in statistics that a lot less people got influenza. So I think by everyone wearing masks, it has really helped other sicknesses that normally run throughout the year.
Yeah, that is the one good silver lining, I think, of this pandemic, is that at least in America, we had tens of thousands of elderly people every single year who would die of influenza.And it never really quite made the news in the same way that this pandemic has. So hopefully from now on, as wearing the mask reduces the number of influenza, hopefully people will continue wearing them in the future in order to help protect themselves and also other people as well.
And there are some other things that have also changed. Have you had any experiences in regards to not understanding people'sort of expressions because of masks or any misunderstandings?
Well, I always feel it the most when we have to take a picture with a group of friends or something like that. There's always at least a few people, I feel, who want to keep the mask on, and then there's other people who are kind of... In those situations, even if you kind of smile or you're having a candid picture taken of you, it's just kind of looks strange, I guess, when you go through and look at a picture. I prefer to have my mask off so that you can tell everybody's smiling and having fun. There's really only so much you can express with your eyes, and it really does cover, what is it, like 60-something percent of your face. And as a large amount of information that humans get comes from body language, and of course there are face and expressions as well, that is difficult. So I have felt that on several occasions, and I'm still...I don't want to tell people, you know, don't wear the mask or don't do this. At least when I'm talking with someone face to face, I do like to maybe be a little more expressive with my voice, try to involve a little bit more body language than I might normally be used to. I'm sure you've experienced that as well. So, I mean, those are a few things I've done. Maybe try to laugh a little bit more or something like that, maybe depending on the person. But sometimes the Japanese aren't incredibly expressive with their body language or...quite as much, I guess, as other sorts of cultures who use their hands all the time. And so I think that's certainly a nice kind of workaround to masks, at least.
One strange thing that I've noticed is that when I watch any sort of shows, like on Netflix, I find it really weird when people aren't wearing masks in the shows. I've become so accustomed to seeing people wearing masks 24/7, basically, which is, I guess, a really strange side effect of having these masks all the time. So while masks do keep us safe from spreading viruses, they do cause us some inconveniences. Although it was a little difficult in the beginning stages, masks are now indispensable to our daily lives and thankfully much easier to get our hands on, and also come in a range of styles and shapes to suit our needs. So they've also become a way for people to make fashion statements as well. Shops have a variety of masks, all with different functionality, from handmade or coloured ones that are fashionable or ones that have cooling effects. There are even masks specifically for sports and exercise that are much more breathable and comfortable in the heat. So what sort of functionality do you look for when you choose masks, Tyler? Do you go for colour or functional material?
Well, at least recently, I'm not really much of a fan of wearing just the regular standard white masks or the blue masks that you see a lot of people wear. I think that's very much standard in the Japanese workplace, for instance. A lot of people I notice wear that. And you know, sometimes if you wear a mask which is a little bit too flashy, I don't know if somebody will say something, but it's kind of something to pay attention to. But I at least like to match it sometimes with the color of my shirt. Now, for instance, today I'm wearing kind of a denim blue sort of mask and a blue shirt. And during the winter months, I was also making sure to match that with the color of my suit sometimes. So that's certainly something I look out for. But especially as we're coming into summer, I think the breathability of the masks and also the material it's made out of, if it's kind of an abrasive material and it gets kind of wet and nasty, I think that would be not very good. During the first, last year, during summer of last year, I was really just getting used to wearing masks all the time. So I didn't really quite have my mask wearing technique, I guess as it were, really good at that point. So I was having quite a bit of trouble. But this time I'm certainly going to make sure that I have a ready supply of nice breathable masks as well. And of course if I'm out on my own during kind of the weekend or something, then I would like to wear kind of more flashy masks. I like to get ones that have Japanese patterns on them. I think that's a little bit more fun than just everyone kind of wearing the same one all the time. And I know that I've seen plenty of young people on the street wearing the same.
I agree with that. Definitely matching colors with clothes. I've done that myself as well. And also materials, especially if it's really scratchy on your skin, it can be really, really uncomfortable if you have to wear it all day. I find some masks are too big for my face. They end up kind of slipping into my eyes, which is really uncomfortable. So finding a mask that's the exact right size for my face, especially because I have a tall bridge nose, so it can be a little bit difficult to find things that are convenient because I wear glasses for when I need to see long distances. So if I'm biking, so I kind of need to not have foggy glasses. So it's important that it fits well.
Yeah, the fogginess is certainly a very difficult part of winter for me.
Mm.
I have to wear glasses pretty much all the time. I don't really have a choice as to whether or not I can wear it for long distance or short distance. So especially when I'm outside and there's kind of that cold temperature, any sort of little puff of breath that I get is going to go right into my glasses. So I need to make sure I either have a very well-fit mask, which doesn't allow any of my breath to go up, or I have to put kind of like an anti-fogging agent in your glasses. That's sometimes effective. That is sometimes not as effective as I like, but I mean, there's really not too much that I can do about it. At least during summer, you have to deal with the heat, but at least my glasses don't fog up. So it's kind of a balance, I guess, there.
Are there things that people may need to be aware of regarding wearing masks this summer? Yes is the short answer. This year is going to be really, really hot again, and we need to be careful about heat stroke. Heat stroke is definitely something will be maybe a big topic this year. It's already been quite hot throughout July through southern Japan and mid-Japan, so it's a little bit worrying if we're having to wear, especially if we're wearing thick masks that aren't as breathable. Having masks that have like cooling effects or are more breathable will be all the more important this summer. Another thing that's important with masks is the air loops, so they can often actually give you headaches. Do you have any tips for people with reducing headaches by through like the air loops of masks?
Well, I like to wear masks where I can adjust the air loops. I actually have these little pieces of plastic where the air loops actually loop through it, so I can actually adjust the strand so it's not too tight and it's not too loose, especially when I wear my glasses. A lot of times I'll have sliding difficulties and it's constantly annoying, so I have to worry about the positioning of that as well. But I find just these little things you can buy on Amazon, you can buy about 100 of them for just a few hundred yen. And even for normal masks, I'm wearing actually a custom mask today, with nice elastic loops. You can find ones with elastic loops. As long as you can kind of change the size and the shape and the position very easily, I find that really reduces my amount of stress. When I first started to use just the basic medical masks, the blue and the white ones, I really found that I had a hard time keeping it in the right position on my face, and it was also very annoying, kind of scratchy. So it is very important to make sure that you adjustability. I'd say adjustability is key when it comes to that point.
So on to our next topic, I'd like to talk about summertime lunches. Another thing that's changed with our new way of living is how so many more people have started bringing their own lunches to work, as we're not really allowed to eat in restaurants and such. Do you make your own lunches, Tyler?
Well, I have tried it a few times. I wouldn't say that I like doing it every single week. I would imagine that summer kind of affects what kind of food you can eat and what's safe and what's not.
Mm-hmm. Recently, I found out that there's actually a lot of foods that you need to be careful about when it comes to summer. Usually meat and rice are two things that in New Zealand that we have to pay particular attention to, that are maybe the main causes of E. coli or poisoning. It's really good to make sure that when you are putting meats, such as especially chicken is like a really big cause of food poisoning. So it's really important that the way that you cook it, apparently by frying a chicken, it actually keeps it longer, it keeps it stable longer. But you also need to remember to reheat it quite thoroughly to make sure that the bacteria die. When foods are stored, even salads, raw vegetables, can cause food poisoning, especially when they're left between the temperatures of 10 and 60 degrees. So when you're storing food, you need to make sure that it's either below 10 or above 60 when it's being reheated.
Certainly during summer, you have kind of that period where it's sitting in your refrigerator plus a little bit of extra heat from walking around. So it's probably a good idea to try to, if you do something similar like I do, where you make it in batches, to make maybe smaller batches so that it's not sitting around quite so much. I think that would certainly keep you from catching some sort of nasty disease. That's something I would certainly look out for.
And definitely having things such as cooling packs or cooler bags, specifically soft-boiled eggs, are something to take particular care of. I didn't know that they could actually be a cause of sickness. Apparently, so we've covered a variety of topics today, so we hope that they can be of some value to our listeners this summer. And now for notices from Centia. The third application period for the subsidy for Citizens International Exchange projects has started. Centia provides a partial subsidy to Citizens Group projects that involve international exchange and cooperation, understanding of foreign culture and multiculturalism. If you're a part of such a citizen group who is planning an event, please don't hesitate to apply. The applications are accepted from August 1st, 2021 to August 31st, 2021. And this excludes weekends and national holidays. For further details, please make an inquiry to Centia on 022-268-6260. And next is the Centia International Relations Department looking for Centia supporters. The International Relations Department provides multilingual daily life information and advice while also providing support for foreign residents of Sendai. We are also promoting multiculturalism alongside residents and citizen groups. We look forward to receiving the kind support from those who endorse our initiatives. For details on how to apply and other information, please check the International Relations website. That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we hope you tune in again next time.